I have to say that the interferon is known since already more than 40 years. I mean, it started to be produced from original source like leukocytes and other kind of cells. And from that natural source of interferon produced at that time in some places in the States and also in Finland, in Cuba, we knew that at the beginning of the 80s, when a very important professor from Houston came to Cuba and advised our president, Fidel Castro, that the interferon was a very interesting molecule for different purposes. Then people went to States in order to learn how to use that new molecule, and also a group of people went to Finland in order to get training in the production of interferon from leukocytes. But also at the beginning of the 80s, we knew that the people were producing interferon from recombinant source, I mean, using genetic engineering. The first one was beta interferon produced in Japan, and the second was the family of alpha interferon produced in Genentech in California. That had been done 1 year later in Cuba. I mean, we cloned different genes from leukocytes, and we started to produce interferon during the 81 and 82. These interferon have been used during a break of dengue fever, and we present the results in the States in the Congress that took place in California. These molecules have been used for different purposes, for against hepatitis C, against hepatitis B, also some kind of leukemia, and it has been also been used for, as I said before, for dengue fever. The fact that people realize that one of the ways that the virus has to multiply inside the cells was just decreasing the level of interferon. Interferon, it doesn't act directly itself. I mean, it is able to have through a different metabolic way, it is able to create condition in order to avoid the replication of viruses. And people during the epidemic happening in Qatar few years before realized that the interferon was decreased during the multiplication of the coronavirus. And this kind of phenomenon have been used as a kind of, we can say, a logical procedure in which it was based the use of interferon. In China, practically few weeks after the beginning of the break, people start to use interferon in a way to avoid complications of people being infected with the virus. This is a molecule that has some side effects, but not very critical. The main idea is just to avoid big complications. Mm-hmm. I mean, if people are having a normal situation with respect to interferon in young people having a good immunogenic response, they perhaps don't need the interferon. But people being already old people, or some people having some immuno problem, then they should have some kind of treatment in order to avoid complication. This is the main purpose of the use of interferon, because the main thing here is to decrease the multiplication of the virus in the population, and not to permitting people being submitted to the possibility of being, in drastic situation due to the infection of the virus. If you don't have any kind of complication, as a normal kind of influenza infection, then you don't need that. But if you are a person having troubles from the beginning, it's better to use interferon. Well, we can say that we have to participate in the solidarity of other countries, because other countries have been very solidarity with Cuba. And for example, we have to have a very solidarity policy respect to the Latin American country and African countries. I mean, we had more physicians working in international countries like practically any other country in the world. And this is not because we are exporting. It's simply because we want to participate with them in having a better condition of life and health. It means that if the humanity has the possibility right now to realize that we should do better in health, respect to health, mm-hmm. that health is something that belongs to the people. It's not a commercial affair.